obviously all the noise on the outside. You talked about it while here at the Combine that, listen, inside the building, people are happy. It is functional. You guys had that retreat down in Florida. What was that like? And how have, you know, it's unusual to have the way that you and Ray were kind of put together. So there are going to be growing pains in your one. What did you really learn from that first year that you guys were able to discuss maybe down in Florida to really kind of get on the same page and move forward in year two?
Well, I think you hit the phrase already as being on the same page. And I think it's tough in year one because there's so many things. Just the to-do list is never ending, and you want to get things up and running to your standards, and sometimes that'll bleed over in other areas. And I think that the key thing that we came out of it was is we need to communicate better, that there are some things that especially during the season when game weeks are a blur, that you still have to be able to stop and take the time and communicate and be on the same page. But I'm thrilled after my first year. I learned so much. I look back a year from now, and I think we all have a much better sense of each other, and we all know, you know, just have a much better feel of how to work together. And we are full speed ahead, and feel much better internally than the perception is on the outside.
That certainly is the perception in the building. I can certainly vouch for that. So you guys kind of have this plan. You feel better. What was kind of, you talked about communication. What was something that you thought you guys did really well in your first year together?
I thought Ray and I got a really good understanding of the type of player that we're looking for. The whole play like a Brown concept, that's something that he believed in long before I came to Cleveland. So we were very much in lockstep on that. So the mentality of the guy, you know, the drafting of a Betonio and a Kirksey, those guys are perfect examples, and that's where I thought we hit a home run with Dansby and with Whitner and with Hawk is bringing in guys that were going to forward the message of the coaches and not only be Browns on the field but off the field and hold their teammates accountable and just their it's hard to put a price tag on that leadership, and I think that's where Ray and I both were very much on the same page and went out and executed that plan.
This team gets to the playoffs, which I know you want for 2015. What do you think has to happen, whether it be in terms of talent acquisition, play, et cetera? What are the keys that you see as kind of being able to make that leap in 2015?
Well, it'll start on defense, that we can get the front shored up and get the questions answered with the run game, and I feel we'll be in a real good place there because I think if we're playing at the level that we showed flashes of last year, that we'll be in every game.
Sure.
And then offensively, that we're going to build it around the offensive line. We feel we're going to have one of the best lines in football. We got to get the quarterback question answered and then get some playmakers on the field and find ways to get them the ball.